Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Now you're listening to episode 1026 here at Gamer Tag Radio. This is your host, Danny, and also joining me, the whole Gamer Tag Radio crew. We're going to start with Paris. What's going on, Paris?
Hey, good morning. Xbox reveal May 7th. We've done it now. Let's get into it, man.
Part one, right? So, and also we have Pete all the way from Europe.
Hey. What's going on, Pete? What up?
He's excited because he has been drinking.
Yeah. So that's not an excuse to be excited, though. That's not my excuse to be.
I know.
I'm just happy because I'm off for the day. So while you guys actually have the rest of your days to go, I get to chill and go back to watching The Wire.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to be talking about the Inside Xbox reveal. Just finished right now. We were doing a live stream of our reactions and everything, and we're going to be talking about it here in a few minutes. But first, head over to gamertagradio.com and listen to our past episodes. We have a lot of content there. Also, you can find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. Make sure to follow us, subscribe, even post a review. And if you would like to be part of our fan mail episode, tell us how was your feedback about this whole Inside Xbox. This is how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so we're going to be talking about Inside Xbox, all about Xbox Series X, all these game announcements that they show from third-party partners. And we're going to go from there, man. So my feedback first. I think this was a great start of, next gen. The thing that I liked about this Inside Xbox episode is that there's a lot of new IPs, new games. It's not the typical, okay, we have the same IPs all over again. That's the thing that a lot of people have been complaining for years. It's like, why all these companies are depending so much on the same IPs? Let's try some, release some new stuff, you know? So I think overall, it was pretty good. I think the only ones that it's pretty well known that we've seen is just Madden and Assassin's Creed. But overall, I think it was a great presentation, man. I liked it, man. Really, really cool, man. And just want to get from your guys some opinion about it too. So let's go with Paris, man.
So My thoughts on it is this. It was good for what it was, but I also think that Xbox should have done a better job of setting expectations accordingly. They kind of at the last minute did with some tweets yesterday. Ubisoft obviously came out and said, look, it is not like a gameplay demo. It is just an in-game, engine tease that you're getting for Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I almost think what Phil Spencer tweeted yesterday didn't do a great enough job of setting expectations, because he was like, a whole bunch of games I've never been on an Xbox stage before, blah, blah, blah. So I can understand the people that are coming out of this disappointed. But if you set the expectations correctly, which I kind of felt like I did for myself, to where, look, I wasn't expecting Cyberpunk or something crazy like that. I kind of figured, yep, EA will show Madden. We'll get a couple AAA reveals and it'll be a bunch of AA stuff. And that's exactly what we got. We did get some studios that they got their moment to shine. If these same games would have been shown in July, along with Halo and all the other big games, they would have been buried. No one's paying attention to them. We wouldn't have cared. Yeah, so to give them their moment early on, like basically Xbox was like, let's just kick this off with some AA experiences from some smaller studios that people aren't going to necessarily be paying attention to, and give them their moment in the sun. So now these games can be on gamers' radar. That's how I looked at this. Like, in particular, because, I took a million notes, I look at a game like Scorn that interest me. I look at something like Yakuza, Like a Dragon, that interests me. Scarlet Nexus is right up my alley. That's something that I am interested in. These are the type of games that I want to see. Are they something I'm going to run out day one and go play? No, but the fact that some of them showed up, that they will be on Game Pass. And, you know, like I said, these were AA experiences that we're in the in-between time of the big AAA games. These are something that I can check out down the road. So I'm good with it. Again, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, I fully expect the real demo for this to show up on a Ubisoft event, a Ubisoft stage, as it should. Dirt 5, you know, great to see. Not necessarily a game that I want to play, but I know there's an audience for it. Obviously, we're in the fifth iteration of it, but it's good for what it was. But anyone expecting this to just be some huge, oh my God, mind-blowing experience, you're going to walk away from this disappointed. And I can understand that. And like I said at the top, I think Xbox should have done a slightly better job getting that message out to everyone, because this really seemed like just this huge stage for Series X, when really this was more of, let's let our AA third-party partners have their moment in the sun.
Yeah. I mean, they could have said that though, Paris, because
talk about it more. Nope. They literally waited until the day before to kind of have people want to start setting expectations, or I'd say 2 days before. We knew about this event for what, 2 weeks now, something like that. They should have been talking about this more at the start. That's my point. Again, this is a live reaction. I'm looking at social media right now, and this is the complaint that the majority of people have right now. They expected more. So they should have done a better job setting that expectation.
Okay. And what about you, Pete? Your feedback.
Honestly, I mean, and I shouldn't be surprised, because this tends to be the rhetoric of the internet, where people tend to hate immediately on things. The biggest gripe and argument and complaint for Microsoft over the last, you know, 5 or 6 plus years has been their lack of games. Now, I understand that some of the games that they showed may be multi-platform. They might be available on Sony and so on. But for the most part, I really enjoyed hearing and seeing titles outside of the larger, I want third parties, right? So like the Dirt one, I was okay, fine. I wasn't surprised, but I recognize Dirt and Codemasters as a viable racing sim style game. Not surprised by games like the Yakuza title and other ones, but I do like the fact that I got to see a lot of titles that normally I hadn't heard of or would have heard of, as Paris said, because they'd have been buried by the larger titles. Yeah, fine. They left AC Valhalla for the end, which is kind of like the biggest probably one from a title perspective at the end there. But I liked the fact that they actually held it down for a lot of the middle tier third parties. Right. Yeah. And I don't want to give gruff to EA, because EA is always going to be there. Microsoft has a large partnership with the NFL. So of course they're going to have that intrinsic, you know, connection there for their games. But for Bright Memory, I'm just going through these, Chorus, Paradoxes, Vampire, The Masquerade, Bloodlines 2, The Medium, games like that, or Scarlet Nexus, you probably wouldn't have seen those, or those would have been a blip on the radar. Yep. During their E3 conference, right? Those would have been ones that they would have shot right through for a quick 1 minute interstitial. All right, here's a quick showcase of the games that we're also going to have available on our platform. And then you see them and you forget about them 2 games later. Here, they actually gave them shine. They gave them time to stand up and be noticed. Fine, they may not be the monster AAAs, but look at the reactions on Twitter in real time, or look at the reactions if you go back to the VOD. The response, you know, just seeing people's reactions real time to some of the stuff that we saw. I mean, just look at the first one that they showcased, the Bright Memory game. Everybody was really like, good. Oh, what is this? boom, they came out the box right off rip, and boom, got everybody's attention. Like, this is where we're at. And hey, I am now have more interest in Bright Memory after seeing that. You know, Second Extinction, they have a beta. If you go to the website, you can sign up, get beta access. They haven't talked about when it's there, but you can sign in for the beta and get access to it. Things like that. It generates hype, and this is what gamers want. And now, of course, now comes the decline. Now they're going to complain because they got games, but it's not the games that they wanted. You can't please everybody, but I give it to Microsoft. I think they did a pretty decent job.
Yeah, I think so too. And also, people also got to realize that all these games, let's say there was no COVID, we're planning to go to E3, we would have seen all these games at during the press conference, plus the first party and everything. The only difference is that now they're stretching this, every company stretching this, and having a different month. They're going to release like gameplay footage, more interviews, more stuff, more content about all these titles that we got to see.
Yeah,
that's the only difference, man. So we're not used to this in May. When was the last time we got to see this amount of games in May that I know of? Right before E3, never. You know, so we got to see some stuff now. I know everybody's a little bit disappointed that there's no gameplay with the new Assassin's Creed, but I bet you June Ubisoft is going to have their own digital event where we're going to get to see more gameplay footage and maybe more interviews and everything, right? It's still early, guys. That's the thing that people also got to understand, man.
You got to think of it this way. Remember, we had wild speculation going on of what this event was going to be, right? A lot of people, including myself, thought partner event, oh my God, is Cyberpunk going to be there? Imagine if you would have dropped Cyberpunk into the middle of what we just saw today. We are not talking about any of these other games. Not a one. All we're going to talk about is Cyberpunk. I even think if they would have shown full Assassin's Creed gameplay during this, we're not talking about any of these other games except Assassin's Creed. They would have just been time fillers to get to the main event. So I like what the event is for what it's doing, putting a spotlight on these type of games. I will just reiterate again, they should have curtailed our expectations way earlier than they did. Because again, look at all the crazy, expectations that we had, all the theories that we were doing, hashtag all in May, hashtag no rules, all this crazy stuff we were doing because we simply didn't know. They waited until, like I said, literally yesterday to start going, whoa, 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 hold on, guys. It's not as big as you think, you know, set expectations accordingly. So not everyone gets that message. Not everyone follows Aaron Greenberg on Twitter or, you know what I'm saying, or Phil Spencer or whoever. They needed to get the message out more. Again, and look, nothing's going to be perfect. You won't satisfy everyone. I get it. But I also do understand why people can look at this and be disappointed slightly. But I'll say, for me as a gamer, the games that I got to see, I am interested in them. Like Pete brought up Medium again as an example. I didn't say that one before. That's another one. I am interested in that. I want to see more of that. Obviously, Vampire Masquerade Bloodlines comment, hell yeah, I'm in for that. You know, but again, people thought they were getting more than that. And that's why I said they should have gotten that message out a little bit more. That's all. But again, I'm sounding slightly negative as I'm talking. I'm just trying to be realistic about what we just saw. It was good. It wasn't great, but I wasn't expecting great either. So there you go.
Now the complaints from people, is it because they want to see more of the same IPs back, or they just wanted to see more games? Because what I got to see overall, I like it. And I'm happy that the majority was new IPs. New IPs. Companies are not depending the same games over and over again, man. That's a great thing. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
No, of course. But this isn't the point, Danny. We know that stuff is coming in July. But they didn't. Again, it's communication. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying communication. I'm not saying it was a terrible event. I'm just saying the communication leading up to it should have been better. That's all.
Now, what about with Ubisoft, with Assassin's Creed? You think they should have done a better communication too with that?
Yes.
About showing
yes, because a week
look? Okay.
Because a week ago, they gave the impression that, oh my God, May 7th, you're going to see actual gameplay from Valhalla. That was the impression they gave. And then Ismail had to come in yesterday on his Twitter account. No. That's not what we're getting. So again, it's not just Xbox. I even think Ubisoft could have done a little bit better job to explain what we were going to see, to set expectations. And like you said, in June, I expect some type of Ubisoft event where you're going to see someone with a controller in their hand or a pre-recorded video, and you're going to see real gameplay.
Mm-hmm. Now, we got to see a lot of Xbox Game Pass icons at the bottom of certain games, and also smart delivery. And one of the things I asked Paris during the recording, which we're going to talk about here, I was a little bit confused. And I know there were some people from our chat that were also confused about this. Some games had smart delivery and some didn't. So Paris, I know you're explaining to us during the live stream, but for those who are listening, you want to bring that up very quick?
Yeah, here's what I think is happening. This is what I think is happening. I think smart delivery is saying that if you buy a current gen version of the game, if you buy an Xbox One version of, I don't know, Assassin's Creed, then you're going to get the enhanced version, Series X enhanced version on the Series X at no charge. It'll just automatically, when you install it, boom, it's just going to give you an enhanced version. What I think you're seeing, the ones that don't say smart delivery, is one of two things. Either that team is so small, they can't necessarily make an enhanced version of it. So what you see is what you get, and you're basically just going to be playing the backwards compatible version on the Series X, or maybe this game isn't coming out for another year or so, and it's only going to be a Series X version. I think because everything that we saw was quote unquote Series X enhanced in this reveal, I think that's the latter. But I think the whole point of when you talk smart delivery, maybe not every game's going to have it because there isn't going to be an enhanced version available, at least right away. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I took it. I'm not saying I'm right, but that was my interpretation.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense too, man. Anything else about the press conference too?
Just curious, what was the one title out of all of the ones that they released that made you sit up and say, okay, that's a game that normally I wouldn't pick up, but this one has my interest?
I think for me, Yakuza, because I've never actually played the series. And that trailer got my attention. I was like, oh, you know what? I should try it out. And I probably, most likely, I will download the games that is already available on Game Pass and just play those too now because of it.
For me, I would say it would be Scarlet Nexus. That was the one that interested me. Something I don't necessarily, I'm a genre I'm really into that much, mm-hmm. but it looked interesting enough that I want to know more about it. The one, probably the biggest highlight of it for me was the very first one they showed, was Bright Memory. Bright Memory looks like something very interesting, that genre I like, you know, I want to play that. I want to see more of that. And then, gotcha. and then, you know, like we're kind of speculating as we're watching it, Medium, you know, had a control /
Titanfall 2 effect and cause.
Yeah,
moment.
Exactly. Yeah. So that interests me as well.
Yeah, Medium looks really good. And, yeah. And actually the first game that's was made by one developer, which
one single impressive. Person, FYQD Studios, wow. One single guy. Game's been out since the end of March. It's on my wish list, and while we were going through everything, I've already bought it into my Steam library, so I think I'm going to be checking that out over the next couple of days. The game for me, though, that normally I wouldn't pick up but got my attention, and I'm really looking forward to it now. It's actually Xbox Series X and Steam. I don't see any other icons on their website. The Ascent. That's the one that that I mentioned looked like a cyberpunk meets XCOM. Like real-time strategy. Looking at it, it's actually co-op. So solo co-op RPG. So if that's something they can maybe iterate on with cross-platform or cross-play, so that, like, say, Danny, you're on Xbox, I'm on my PC, Paris is on his, you know, whatever device he wants to play on at the moment. If that's something that the three of us could jump in and play, or we could do like a let's play on our Discord with our community, that's something that looks like fun. If it's more of like a Gauntlet style, Diablo style game, I could be all in on something like that. If it's closer to like XCOM and like Wasteland, where it's, you know, real time strategy, turn based, that kind of turns me off, and I wouldn't be so apt to jump in. But if it's co-op RPG, action RPG, you might have some legs on there, dude. So that's one that I'm really interested in now.
So okay, because I'm on Steam right now, and I'm looking at Bright Memory because you know, it's already available on Steam. So is this almost like an episodic thing where I can, because it's telling me right now I could buy it right now for $10, and then they're telling me all Bright Memory owners will get Bright Memory Infinite, which is, you know, with the trailer we saw, for free. So is this kind of just an early access thing where we're helping them, you know, to shape the game? Like, we should treat this as a beta? I obviously, I'm doing this real time, so I got to get more information, but
I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know. All I know is it got my attention, and I bought it.
Yeah.
That's good.
But yes, I'm looking at the wiki, and it is a first person shooter hack and slash episodic video game.
There you go. Okay. Yep. It's on the radar. But again, that's the job that this reveal did. It now put it on my radar. I had no clue about this until today. So there you go. It did its job.
Yep. And think about it too. Imagine we were sitting down at a press conference and they show that. We probably will forget.
Yep. We wouldn't care.
Totally forget about it.
Because we'd be like, I want to see Halo. I want to, you know, we would have blown past this. I want to see the main event. I'm not worrying about, because think about it. When we go to E3 every year, that's exactly what happens. We sit and watch this stuff, and I'm like, give me to what I really want to see. Because think about the last E3. I honestly only remember two things from the Xbox media briefing: Keanu Reeves and them ending it with Halo. That's all I remember. I'm serious. Yeah. That's all I remember.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Now, what's going to be next for Xbox now? June will be platforms and services.
Yeah, that's what Phil Spencer said. Yep.
Yeah, so most likely we're going to hear more about Game Pass, Project S Cloud, and maybe Lockhart.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be so interested to see how that works out, the marketing, if Lockhart. I'm still not 100% convinced that Lockhart happens this year. Do I think Lockhart is real? I think yes. Do I think they're testing it potentially? Yes. Do they release it? I don't know, especially since they're going with this optimized for Series X branding, all this stuff that they're doing. Is there an optimized for Series S coming? Right? You know, yeah. I mean, who knows? So it'll be interesting to see what they show in June. And I think, obviously, go ahead.
Do you think they talk price when they do this?
That's what I was about to say. I don't think you can show Lockhart without saying its price, because I think that's the whole appeal of it, to say that it's a low cost option. So again, it'll be interesting.
Do you think they reveal price for both if they're going to reveal the price for one?
You have to. You have to. Because like, why
use it
are
as
you
the springboard? Use it as the springboard? Okay.
Because look at this. Pretend. So June comes, they go, hey, here's Series S. It's $299 and blah, 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 low cost option. Oh, Series X? No, it's a secret. We can tell you that.
Yeah, we talk about that later.
Yeah.
Come on. I think that will confuse. Yeah. That will confuse the crowd, man.
Yeah.
But, oh, it's $299. I can't wait. You know, like, nah. They gotta, if they're going to announce that price, they got to announce both at the same time. But what is the chances of that happening in July?
100%.
Right after they show all these games.
100%. Right? 100%. I honestly feel like that's how you end the show. You end the show with the price of Series X and potentially S. Seems logical to me, especially now that they're doing a July reveal. Now we're getting closer and closer to the end of summer. I mean, you're doing this in the middle of the summer. And like, you know, you and I had speculated in the after show last week that if you go back in history, they actually didn't give the price of the Xbox 360 until Gamescom. That was the latest they've ever given a price. I don't know if they're necessarily going to repeat that again. So I would think the July event would close with the price of Series X.
You know, I just realized right now that Summer Game Fest is happening this month, phase one, and Xbox is in there too. So we might see some first party announcement there or something. You never know.
Yeah.
You know, so it's too early, but you know, it's cool. Anything else from all this?
No, I mean, I think that's it. Like I said, it was, I mean, if I had to put a letter grade on this, I'd give it a probably like a B- type of grade.
I'll give it a B. B is fine. Yeah. B is good. You Pete? What do you give it?
I'd give it a B. I'd give it a B. It was solid enough to make me look forward to. I give B plus A minus. I think I'd give it a little bit better than that. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the expectations that they were going to drop monster titles here. I knew this was going to be a third party reveal. I wasn't expecting hardware, so I didn't have that expectation. But I walked away with a lot more interest in a lot more third party games than I thought was coming out or was going to be available on here. So I don't see all the hatred and vitriol. Maybe that's, you know, maybe me moving to Europe has opened up my eyes to a different type of mindset or something. Maybe it's Stella. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. And I'm usually blasé about console title release, you know, reveal type shows like this. But, hey, I've got interest now on games outside of what I've been, you know, in a rut playing for the last, you know, 6 to 9 months or longer. So I liked it. Good for them. Good on them. Kudos.
And you know, that's, believe it or not, that's one of the hardest thing to do is to get the attention from people that usually don't play those type of games. A lot of companies can't do that, man. It's hard. It's hard because if you only play that one game, that's all you care about. You don't care about anything else.
Yep.
You know, so I think, what's up, Paris?
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, but for them to do that, and all of us were talking about more than one game that got our attention, I think that's good. That's why I give it a B, you know? Especially new IPs, which is even tougher. So, yeah, you were going
to
say something?
Yeah, I was just going to say, shout out to our brother Khalif over at Spawn on Me, because he is on Twitter right now being the curmudgeon that we all know and love him for. And I'm just going to say it right here. He goes, besides the goofiness of the Yakuza series, I'm still trying to figure out why people like those games. He is just the most bitter person I know. Oh, man, so I have to clip this and show it to him. Oh, it's hilarious.
That's funny. All right, so we're going to wrap it up here. We have another episode coming out next week. Actually, we're not going to have a live stream because the last recording, we had a GTR after show, and it was a great conversation. And for some strange reason, it wasn't saved through Twitch. But I have the full audio, and I'm going to play it on the next episode of GTR coming out this Monday. So stay tuned for that. Head over to GamerTagRadio.com. Listen to our past episodes. Also, you can find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. We're there. And here's how you can contact us if you want to be part of Fan Mail. And please send us your thoughts and comments about this reveal, and we'll play it on the future episode of Gamertag Radio. Here's how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, and that's about it. Thank you for listening to Gamertag Radio episode 1026. Shout out to everybody on Twitch for watching the live stream and also our live recording of GTR. Until next time, we're out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.